behind and we wouldn't kill me. And God gave me gifts, you know, your gifts. I can see, I didn't have much of it now, I can see like TV. I could see you inside if you have any sickness. The days that when I get to pray for you, you're healed. That's the gifts that God gave me. And I prayed about the verse, knowing what kind of peace there is, evil spirits, the devil, and then God's spirit, and that sometimes the devil makes an invitation that people believe it, they didn't know about it.
Well,
there'll
be people around you
who
believe in something else?
Even if a church or anybody, like a preacher, see a preacher, guy in the Pentecostal church, my own relative, I see him standing on there and I see some act coming out of his mouth, doing like a volcano. So he's not preaching right. But God tells me about it. And some others that I see. And, I prayed about this interpretation or knowing what kind of spirits what's going on, even if it's a Christian thing. That's how I know. And when I was praying about this, I see in the way up in heaven something like a little dot, a small point of a pin. Start coming and it's coming with a zoom thing, and I heard something like the blowing of a wind, and after a while I see a little pip fox coming right down and sitting right on the table beside me. I got the gift from God. And we heard this blowing like the wind twice. I'm sick in the summer, you know, really. I thought I was going to die before I came back. I lay sick for a little while, and then I just stood up and I raised my hand toward heaven, and I prayed about my sickness and done right now. For a while I heard that same blowing like the wind. It's my body, really hard. Maybe that sickness is coming away. And that's why you didn't see me drinking or smoking anymore. I really appreciate what God has done for me. And I help some people through this. If I come back on these things, I wouldn't have it. Just have lots of work and work for me. On Terrace, I guess you see me, Piggy wanted me to pray for the boys. They lost the game the second day. But what I maybe repeat, the boys repeated some scriptures like, "Thou art a lamp unto my feet, salt and light for me." That's the scriptures I repeat. And then the last one, "It is the Lord, pray to be praised." You see, they're winning. I wish they'd do that. It's all right for them to have a drink, for them to go crazy on drinks. Maybe not before the then, but maybe after a little celebration, like maybe a little bit too much. But I don't, and life doesn't desire any more than a drink. Years. You know, after 6 months, after good smoking, I started to cough a little bit. Some chunks of stuff like butter comes out of my lungs, I guess. And I cough a lot. And after that, I feel like really oiled up. I feel good. Why I am like I am today, everybody that went feasting is against my heart to people. They eat when a person died and they received. I don't think of it that way.
And you don't believe in peace?
Well, I take it like this, a substitute of the things as a person's body. Mm-hmm. You can. You see what happened to Ross? His family didn't have enough money to pay for the coffin. The people put together some money for the cup, and but it was more than enough. And the way how it should be, if the people didn't have any, my likeness. I put the face to it for over 10 years ago. And when I go back to the feast, my visits are not good. So there is something between that and God. The people will never leave it. And that's kind of rude and law.
So becoming a Christian, you need to change with your English?
I can go along with like helping people. I don't shake people, but I want to stay out of things that God calls abomination, that He didn't like. The Bible says there were things that are sin, of abomination unto God. That's thinking of quitting the feast again, or not going in anyways. pair of Harlequins from that would be nice, but they're expensive. Maybe I talk too much. What else do you want to be doing?
What about entertainment, like, you know, movies, sports, and how are we doing with any younger?
The entertainment is set, and I'm a good, I do very much now, but I used to when I was younger, like entertaining people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very popular. Mm-hmm. And movies. We used to have a kazoo.
Floods.
River? Oh. In 1936, a big flood here. Yeah.
How high did it come?
Well, it's right around below the hill, below the church, and right around the where the totem poles are, and right around which, yeah, the. We lived down at that time, and there were no houses in this place, and it just down below, just maybe a few houses.
Where your
house is now is used to be also Green's place. Matthias Westwood here, George Williams, Andrew Crosby, Robert Moore, Charles Stevens, also, and Timothy Scott, where Ronnie is now. That's all the houses that is up here.
What happened to the houses?
Some of them are by the flood. Yeah, well, in them days, the old bridge at 2 mile there, a mile, mm-hmm. You know, the new one, what we're using now, but it runs a little bit lower. And the flood is just about not much away from the bottom bridge. Mm-hmm. And you see that canyon there is just boiling. It's like a pot that is really boiling. You can see some houses coming down the river then. The bridge is shaking like that. As soon as they hit above, they start breaking and the swirl pull them down, go under. Big cut of the trees, just go under. That means not like that. Go under. Come out around the wind. And when we and I was with a company that going up this way to some help to the people here. And Glenn Bauer there It's the comes up to the road, mm-hmm. the man. The ground moves up at the side of the road. And, we have to carry, put a canoe on the truck, and there's a big dip on the side of the bridge, so you can't cross it. So that's where we use the canoe. Tied it up the side and up this way. When I got here, a few people with canoes were traveling. The old cemetery there, they moved up and stayed around the cemetery for two of us. Going down. That's what I know about the flood. And later on, the old man and somebody else made the streets when we're on the coast. You used half the speed from here in the front, and the road across there, we didn't, and we came back. We were sure about it, but it's good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I know about that. And during my time of raising children, the prince, we lived through that. $200 is just like $20,000. If I clear about that month down the cold summer, I'd have enough money to clothes and milk for the bees and food, and then we prepare our own Indian foods, like we don't use much. A case of milk costs 4.50. And then I remember butter in the summer, 25. I don't think they have a hospital here, but Dr. Rince was here. I guess he lived on the side of the hall. Before he moved to area.
So he was here for a
while? Yeah. That's what I didn't see it, I heard him on.
Did he help Dr. Pete?
Yeah.
Or did he like to visit him and go to his house?
Well, the women in them days, they don't go to a hospital like that. Under intro at the time of birth. They have it in their own house. And George and him, we were up first cabin in 1934, I guess, and George was born up at first cabin. No hospital. maybe it was 4 inches, or 4.5. Or the rain comes up. Everybody said, if I wouldn't live long, I'd see what I knew. Because opened up his chest, in black, cut out loud, TV. That's why he was like that, skin. He went to the operation, same time with Charlie, Charlie Henderson. Charlie didn't make it tonight.
Did you test that? Did you do the operation test?
Yeah.
I think that would be it.
We haven't heard about some kind. You heard my kind of life. There were 700-800 Indians here at the time, and still hundreds of other places. But they didn't make any deals, and to top it all, they make a little reserve for you to live in. I look at it as a case where animals are kept away from other kind of. We cannot live too much, get too much out of a little reserve. The white people use of the land and make money. It's all worked home and bare. She is logging now.
Did the Igai stop that from the white people coming around?
No, after the come here, they sent surveyors to survey the land. I think it's around 1912-13 when they built that wagon road up here. Up the valley up as far as Ramach or my father's place. They call it Creek Ironside Creek. And I know it was then George Ironside was the cook there at that time. They called that creek after him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ironside.
Ironside?
Yeah. in your name, when you know what means Jesus love. Yeah, you know what the kind of a walk means, a lower reason like. Indians got no power against the white. I heard about people that tried to stop the road to cross and white men and up in them and tied them onto a tree. That's before my time. They were going to put a bridge up there. History officer of a point with a flat point and our people stopped up and really let us try to put that bridge over there.